This is KCRW. You're listening to Morning Edition. The July 4th holiday is one of the first big getaway opportunities of the season. And for those of us in Southern California, the list of likely destinations often includes some well-known spots. San Diego, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Yosemite. But if you're still making your summer vacation plans, commentator and syndicated columnist Joe Matthews says you might want to consider a destination that's off the beaten track a bit, a place he calls the North State. In this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California, we asked Joe, where is the North State?
Well, it's the part of California, and it's far north, well north of the Bay Area and the Sacramento area. The closest thing to real center and capital up there is Redding. So I'm suggesting you summer in Redding.
This is your recommended jumping off point, the great metropolis of Redding, home to 92,000 people. What is it about Redding that appeals to you?
To me, it's where whenever I'm there, I think this is beautiful, and it's where the state begins. Redding's at the top of the Sacramento Valley, the top of the Central Valley, right? And our water comes from there. It's where the Sacramento River, a river probably Southern Californians don't know a lot about, don't have a lot of appreciation for, but it's our grandest river, it's our most important river in terms of water supply. Redding is this beautiful place, this river, one of the great parks of California, Turtle Bay, which is sort of an explorer educational type park. And right there, it's got, for my money, the most beautiful 21st century structure in the state, the Sundial Bridge.
What's so great about the bridge?
It looks like a goose in flight. That's according to, I hope I'm going to get the name right, Santiago Calatrava, great Spanish designer of bridges. It's one of his, and it has a sort of pylon that goes about 217 feet in the air that via cables helps hold up the bridge. There's nothing going into the river, no sort of supports in the river and parts so the salmon can do their running. And the pylon also functions as a sundial.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, so it's a really kind of special place. And then right up from it, and I think this should be a bucket list thing for the true California patriot, is Shasta Dam up the river from it. And it's just a beautiful place on its own, particularly at sunset or sunrise, which are both good times to go on. It's open. You can come and take a tour. You can walk on it, bike on it, and have this sort of, this view almost from the beginning of California, the top of the California down. It's spectacular. It's a one-of-a-kind setting that really, it feels, you connect to the whole state through it.
So once you've seen the glories of Redding and the Sundial Bridge, and you've made your way up to the Shasta Dam, Lake Shasta, what are your next recommended hotspots after that?
Well, the one thing about Redding in summer is the average temps, July, August, upper 90s. It's hot as a furnace, and so you want to get in the hills. You go to Lassen National Park. You could go to hell, people might suggest to you. If they're telling you that in the Redding area, they are actually giving you good advice. Bumpass Hell is this incredible sort of geothermal thing. But I go to Mount Shasta. I mean, I get to see every corner of the state, and there's nothing like Mount Shasta. It's 14,000 foot. Volcano, it's sort of outsized. It seems too big for the landscape. It seems almost alien. It's just got a special quality, and people have written about it. John Muir famously said that, it just seeing the sight of it from 50 miles off turned his blood to wine. It's Teddy Roosevelt said it was at sunset, it was the most beautiful thing he basically ever seen.
It sounds like in addition to sort of just a lovely getaway and a total change of pace, particularly if you're from Southern Central California, that this kind of a trip is a reminder of just how incredibly big and diverse the state is.
And it's a part of the state that we should pay more attention to. They're oddly more connected to the state than the rest of us. State government agencies, particularly like Fish and Wildlife, the water agencies, Cal Fire, are very important in their lives. And
right.
And they see them. They see their cars and trucks, and they're employed in them. Their family and friends are employed in them. And I think one of the reasons why there's been such secession talk up there is familiarity breeds discontent. People in North State know a lot more about state government than people in Southern California do for that reason. So there's sort of some talk of them going, and I think it'd be good to connect to them.
But part of it is, too, on a more serious note, to understand sort of what their concerns are. Because I know one of the big things that they talk about with the whole secession movement up there is the idea that folks in L.A., San Francisco, Sacramento don't understand what they're concerned about.
I really think their concerns are similar. I mean, it's not so different. They're about health care, getting more education. They do have a much more direct connection to the water than we do, even though we're using it. I think there is a certain aspect of understanding where your water comes from, visiting it, and appreciating just how wonderful and grand those systems are, but also how fragile they are. Mm-hmm. To see the Sacramento and to see the lake behind Shasta Dam, it reminds that that's not the middle of nowhere to us. That place is deeply connected to us, and those folks way up the top are just as Californian. I'd say maybe even a little more Californian than we are.
Commentator Joe Matthews is a syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square. He joins us every Thursday, and you are listening to KCRW.